今日咧，我想同大家继续分享诗篇啦，就系今日我嚟到诗篇113篇。
Today, I'd like to continue to share with you the series on Psalms, and today we are up to Psalm 113.
我咧就会想尝试再用中文，我想念一次啦，咁然后 Pastor Grace 用英文读出嚟。
So I'll try to recite the Psalm in Chinese, and then Pastor Grace would read it in English.
诗篇113篇，亚维的仆人啊！你们要赞美赞美耶和的名，耶和的名是应当称颂的，从今时直到永远，从日出之地到日落之处，耶和的名是当赞美的。耶和超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。谁像耶和我们的神呢？他坐在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，同粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同住，就是与本国的王子同住。他使不能生育的妇女安居家中，成为多子的乐母。你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 113, verses 9, 1 to 9. Praise Yahweh! Praise, O servants of Yahweh! Praise the name of Yahweh! Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and evermore, from the rising of the sun to its setting. The name of Yahweh is to be praised. Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like Yahweh our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on Sorry, who looks far down on. Sorry, I'm really sorry. Who looks far down on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise Yahweh.
呢一首诗篇系叫做《哈利路亚》，《哈利路亚》嘅诗篇。
So this psalm is a Hallel psalm, and it means the psalm of praise.
系开始同埋结尾都系用《哈利路亚
Beginning and ending with Hallelujah.
》。个主题系对神嘅感恩同埋敬拜。
And its theme is thanksgiving and worship of God.
上一次讲到我都提过啦。诗篇113至118篇咧，被称为埃及嘅赞美诗。
As I mentioned in my previous sermon, Psalm 113 to 118 are known as the Egyptian Hallel.
系赞美神带领以色列人出埃及嘅拯救。
And they are to praise God for his deliverance of the Israelites out of Egypt.
嗱，佢哋喺逾节嘅时候就唱诵头嗰两首嘅。即系诗篇啦。
So these psalms were sung during Passover. And the first two were sung.
系开始嘅时候，即系晚餐之前就唱头嗰两首啦。然后咧，剩下嗰四首咧，就系晚餐之后唱诵嘅。
So the first two psalms were sung before the meal, the Passover meal, and the remaining four after the meal.
嗱，哈利路亚系希伯来文啊，系由两个字组合成嘅。
The word hallelujah is a Hebrew word, and it comes from two words. Combine together.
Hallelujah 就系一个复数嘅命令嘅语气，啊，译成中文就系你哋要赞美。
So hallelujah is a plural imperative form, translated as praise you or you all praise.
即系 Yah 咧，系 Yahweh 嘅名字嘅缩写啦。
And Yah is the shortened form of Yahweh's name, Yahweh.
赞美嘅命令系对 Yahweh 神嘅仆人而发嘅。
And this command to praise is directed at the servants of Yahweh.
耶和华嘅仆人系指以色列嘅百姓，亦都包含所有神嘅所有嘅圣徒。
The servants of Yahweh refer to the people of Israel and also all the saints of God.
一切信你嘅时候，其实我人好容易系对神有感恩同埋赞美。
When everything is going well, it's easy for us to give thanks and praise God.
但当遇到困难嘅时候，无论喺生活上啊、工作上或者健康上咧，我哋就好容易心里边充满咗呢个忧虑同埋压力。
But whenever we face difficulties, whether in life, at work, or concerning our health, it's very easy for us to be filled with worries and anxiety and stress in our hearts.
好难就有呢个人嘅赞美嘅态度。
and makes it hard to maintain this attitude of praise.
嗱，以色列人曾經喺埃及做奴隸啊，好多年，
The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for many years,
受盡嗰度嘅欺凌同埋逼迫。
enduring oppression and all kinds of persecution.
嗱，失去咗自由嘅生活啦。
And they lost their freedom.
但系神系喺神预备好嘅时间，佢透过摩西带领以色列人离开埃及，去到迦南嘅应许之地。
But at the appointed time, God used his servant Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land of Canaan.
嗱，呢首诗篇咧，啊赞美啊哈利路呢个字咧，总共出现咗五次。
In this psalm, the word praise appears five times.
啊，神嘅名就系赞美嘅对象。
And the name of Yahweh is the object of our praise.
嗱，我哋要用赞美嘅话嚟高举神嘅名。
We are to use words of praise to exalt his name.
嗱，呢一类赞美嘅话咧，有时系讲出嚟嘅，有时系唱出嚟嘅。
These words of praise are sometimes spoken, but sometimes sung.
嗱，名咧就代表一个人嘅本质、特征同埋人格。
A name often represents a person's essence, his character, and his identity.
阿神嘅名就代表佢嘅本性同埋佢嘅美德，代表佢嘅一切。
And the name of God represents his nature, his virtues, representing all that he is.
所以神嘅名咧就代表神佢自己。
And that's why the name of God is equivalent to God himself.
嗱，东方人咧好睇重自己名嘅意思喎。
Eastern cultures place great importance on the meaning of our names.
因为其中包含住佢哋一生嘅目的同埋理想。
Because often a name reflects one life's purpose, ideals, their dreams,
以及佢本人嘅品格。
or even their character.
例如我女啊 Grace 啦，啊佢中文名系晓欣。
Like my daughter Grace, her Chinese name is Hiu Yan.
意思即系话要晓得神嘅恩典。
That means to know God's grace.
呢个系我哋同佢起名嘅时候嘅心意。
And that was the intention when we named her Grace.
嗱，赞美神系要从今时直到永远，喺任何地方都要赞美。
Praising God is to be done from now until eternity.
呢个名系配得全宇宙无尽嘅欢呼喝彩嘅。
And his name is worthy of all the praise and acclaim throughout the universe.
啊，人活着就系要歌颂神嘅名。
To live is to praise his name.
赞美神嘅爱，呢个系诗人所认定嘅。
And to proclaim his love. This is what the psalmist affirms.
嗱，呢篇诗喺呢篇诗里边，诗人咧提醒啊，亚伟嘅仆人，即系我哋所有神嘅子民啦，吓啊，都要赞美亚伟。
The psalmist reminds the servants of Yahweh, and that includes all of us who are part of God's people, his servants, to praise Yahweh.
嗱，点样去赞美佢咧？个名咧？
But how are we to praise the name of Yahweh?
喺任何嘅时候，喺第二节啦，从今时直到永远。
In verse 2, we see that it's at all times, from this time forth and forevermore.
啊，表示赞美系永无止尽嘅。
This means that praise is endless.
嗱，当新天新地嚟到，所有嘅事情都停止，但系对神嘅赞美仲系将会永远持续落去。
When the new heavens and new earth come, all things will cease, but praise to God will continue forever.
啊，赞美系人所能嘅最大嘅义务同埋荣耀。
Praise is the greatest duty and honor a person can have.
嚟喺任何嘅地方，第三节，从日出之地到日落之处。
In verse 3, we see that it's in all places, from the rising of the sun to its setting.
从东到西，指无论喺边个地方，全地都要赞美佢。
From east to the west, this means that no matter where we are, the whole earth is to praise him.
啊，点解我哋要赞美 Yahweh 咧？
But why should we praise Yahweh?
第四节就话俾我听。
Verse 4 gives us the answer.
Yahweh 的名，哇！Yahweh 是超乎万民之上，他的荣耀高过诸天。
Yahweh is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens.
嗱，诗人让我哋睇见神嘅，我哋嘅神系超乎万民之上嘅。
The psalmist shows us that our God is above all nations.
嗱，我哋人类都系佢创造。
We humans were also his creation.
佢嘅荣耀系高过诸天。
His glory surpasses the heavens.
佢系超越万民嘅神，佢系无所不知、无所不在、无所不能嘅。
God transcends everything. He is omniscient, that means all-knowing, and his omnipresence is present everywhere, and omnipotent, he's all-powerful.
嗱，佢伟大超过我哋所能够想象嘅，
He's greater than we can ever imagine.
佢极高，我哋唔能够达到佢嗰度。
He's so high, and we can never reach up by left to ourselves.
嗱，佢满有智慧嘅王所罗门，佢讲得好好，佢就话：看啊，天和天上嘅天尚且不足你居住嘅。
As the wise king, King Solomon, once said, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you."
嗱，我哋凭人嘅智慧，我哋绝对唔能够认识神。
With our own human wisdom, there's no way we can come to know God.
但系神佢乐意嘅向我哋启示，透过佢嘅话语，佢嘅儿子耶稣同埋教会，让我哋能够认识到佢。
But God has graciously revealed himself to us through his word, through his son Jesus, and through the church.
第五节同第六节咁样讲，佢话谁像耶和华我们的神呢？他在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下嘅事。
In verses 5 to 6, it says, Who is like Yahweh our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and earth?
神坐喺至高之处，佢表明佢喺度掌权。
God is enthroned above, signifying that he's sovereign.
但佢虽然坐喺至高之处哦，佢却唔系高高在上，唔系话高不可攀嘅，唔理世事，唔系。
Even though he's seated in the highest place, he is not distant or indifferent to our affairs.
而佢系自己谦卑，佢系观看天上同埋地下嘅事情。
Instead, he humbles himself to observe what's going on in heavens and on the earth.
啊，佢爱我哋每一个人，关心我哋每一个人。佢唔想有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。呢个系彼得后书3:9咁讲。
He loves us and cares for each one of us, not hoping to see anyone perish, but hoping that all would come to repentance, as 2 Peter 3, verse 9 tells us.
佢关心我哋每一个人，啊，佢使到希望我哋能够认识佢，跟从佢，得着新嘅生命同埋永生。
He cares for each one of us, desiring that we may know him, follow him, and receive new life in him, this eternal life.
嗱，为咗成就佢美好嘅救恩嘅计划，神差佢嘅独生爱子耶稣基督谦卑嘅嚟到世上。
In order to accomplish his glorious plan of salvation, he sent his only son Jesus to come to come to the world.
嗱，神住喺耶稣里边，让耶稣有能力行神迹，同埋胜过罪同埋撒旦嘅试探。
God dwells in Jesus, empowering him to perform miracles, to overcome sin and the temptations from the enemy Satan.
神坐喺高天之上嘅宝座上掌权，啊，呢个就系我哋信仰生命安定嘅力量。
The fact that God is seated above and reigning from his throne in heaven is the stabilizing force of our faith.
嗱，不论环境系点样改变，神系唔改变。
No matter how the circumstance changes, God remains unchanged and
呢个就系掌权嘅神。呢个就系我哋所信嘅神。
This is the sovereign God whom we believe.
嗱，因为神大有能力，佢可以使到冇变为有，使到嘅卑微升高，使到穷人变富足。
Yahweh God is the Almighty God. He creates something out of nothing. He lifts up the lowly and he makes the poor rich.
神使到人喺黑暗中睇见亮光，使到人喺绝望中睇到希望。
He brings light into darkness, hope into despair.
佢系我哋嘅神，哈利路亚，赞美神。
He is our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
7-9节，佢话他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人。 使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。他使不能生育的妇女会安享家中，成为多子的岳母。令人以赞美耶和华。
In verses 7 to 9, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise Yahweh.
嗱，神嘅恩慈可以喺两个例子度睇到，就系佢关心贫寒穷乏人，第7节啦，同埋不能生育嘅妇人，第9节。
God's kindness is evident in these two examples. First, he cares for the poor and needy in verse 7, and he cares for the barren woman in verse 9.
嗱，灰尘里同埋垃圾同埋粪堆中咧，都系比喻人嘅地位系卑微。
So the phrases from the dust and from the ash heap all symbolize the lowly states of us human beings.
不能生育嘅妇人系代表冇盼望嘅人。
And the barren woman symbolizes those without hope.
嗱，我哋睇睇圣经嘅一啲嘅例子，神点样去拣选啲卑微嘅人，将佢哋升高。
So let us look at some examples from the Bible of how God chooses the humble and exalts them,
例如基甸同埋大卫。
such as Gideon and David.
嗱，先系睇基甸啦，神呼召基甸成为一个士师。
So let us first look at the example of Gideon. God called Gideon, to become a judge.
嗱，要透過基甸救佢嘅百姓脱離搶奪佢哋嘅米甸人嘅手。
In order to deliver his own people from those who were oppressing the Israelites.
喺士師記嘅6章15至18節咁樣講。
It's from Judges chapter 6, verses 15 to 18.
基甸說：主啊，我有何能拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拿西支派中是致贫穷的，我在我父家是致微小的。耶和华对他说：我与你同在，你就必击打米甸人，如击打人一样。基甸说：我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你给我一个证据，使我知道与我说话的就是主。求你不要离开这里，等我归回，将礼物带来供在你面前，主说：我必等你回来。
So in Judges 6, 15 to 18, please, Lord, oh, sorry, God called Gideon and Gideon responded, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And Yahweh said to him, but I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, if now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Please do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you. And he said, I will stay till you return.
从士师记嘅第6章嘅记载，士师基甸俾人嘅印象就系从自卑佢受到呼召。
So from this account, in Judges chapter 6, we can see that Gideon's story is almost like a transformation from someone with this inferiority complex, self-doubt, becoming a leader of Israel.
佢后来成为当时以色列人嘅领袖嘅故事啦。嗱，基甸嘅自卑似乎嚟自佢家庭或者社会嘅环境。
And Gideon's sense of inferiority, Like is likely to have stemmed from his family and his social environment.
因为佢家喺马来西支派中系致贫穷嘅，而佢喺富家中，佢系最微小最细嗰个。
Because his family was the poorest in the tribe of Manasseh, and he was the least in his father's house.
佢系冇地位嘅。可能亦都包括佢自己嘅个性嘅原因啦。
First, he had no status, and also, maybe it's also due to his personality.
佢曾再三嘅求神俾佢证据引证啊，譬如将羊毛分别又变干又变湿作为记号。
So he repeatedly asked God to give him a sign, so that the wool may become dry and then wet, and back and forth.
佢先有信心嚟肩负呢个重任。
And only then did he have this confidence, assurance to take on this great commission.
神系
Awesome.
乐意使用呢卑微不足嘅人嚟成就拯救佢嘅百姓，脱离抢夺佢哋嘅财物嘅米甸人嘅手。
So we can see that God delighted in using someone weak and insignificant to accomplish his great plan of delivering his people from the Midianites.
系神嘅恩典帮助基甸得胜。
It was God's grace that enabled Gideon to overcome.
从起初一个胆小同埋缺乏信心嘅农夫，转变成为后嚟大能嘅勇士，嚟带领以色列人击败佢嘅敌人。
And Gideon was transformed from a timid and doubtful farmer into a mighty warrior who led Israel to victory over their enemies.
另一个例子就系大卫嘅事迹。
Another example is David's account.
当扫罗王佢系违背咗神嘅命令，因为神就差派先知撒母耳到伯利恒人耶西嗰度去。
When King Saul disobeyed God's command, Yahweh sent a prophet Samuel to Jesse of Bethlehem.
要喺耶西嘅众子嘅当中咧，立一个人取代扫罗作王。
To anoint one of his sons as the new king.
撒母耳起初睇见大卫嘅哥哥以利亚咧，就以为就系佢啦。
When Samuel saw David's brother, elder brother Eliab, he thought it must be him, that must be the chosen one.
但喺《撒母耳记上》嘅16:7咁样讲，
But in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, it says,
亚伟却对撒母耳说：不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为亚伟不像人看人，人是爱看外貌，亚伟是看内心。
But Yahweh said to Samuel, Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Yahweh sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks on the heart.
神拣选大卫嘅时候，大卫只系一个牧羊人，系家中最细嘅仔。
When God chose David, he was merely a shepherd boy, the youngest one in his family.
佢唔被人嘅重视啊！当时佢喺屋企里边系冇地位，佢爸爸都几乎都唔记得咗佢嘅存在，冇叫佢出嚟。
So he has no status, so to speak, in his family, often overlooked, and up to a point where his father almost forgot about him when he was asked to call out all his sons.
但系大卫有敬畏同埋信服神嘅心，
But David had a heart that feared and obeyed God.
神就一路嘅高举大卫，使到佢从牧羊人高升成为以色列最伟大嘅君王。
And as a result, God exalted him, raising him from a shepherd boy to become the greatest king of Israel.
唔单止系咁，神仲应许大卫嘅家，佢嘅国度会直到永远。
Not only that, God promised David an everlasting his kingdom will be everlasting.
嗱，我哋嘅主耶稣就系大卫嘅后裔啦。
And our Lord Jesus is a descendant of David.
除此之外咧，耶稣出嚟传道嘅时候，佢第一批系聚集嘅、招聚嘅，就系嗰啲最唔起眼嘅渔夫同埋税吏。
And when we think about when Jesus started his ministry, the first people he called were those who were considered lowly and insignificant in society.
佢都系社会里边卑微。贫乏嘅人啊，
They were all these fishermen and tax collectors that were considered lowly and insignificant in society.
喺哥林多前书嘅1:26-27咁样讲，
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 26 to 27.
弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 26 to 27. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
嗱，呢个系神做事嘅方式。神系喜欢拣选嗰啲卑微而愿意谦卑依靠佢嘅人。
This is God's way of working. He delights in choosing the humble, those who are willing to depend on him
嚟成就佢嘅计划。
to accomplish his plans.
嗱，嗰啲自以为系强者、系有能力叻嘅人，佢往往唔愿意谦卑嚟到神嘅面前，佢哋要靠佢自己嚟闯一番事业。
Those who consider themselves strong and capable often refuse to humble themselves before God. They prefer to rely on their strength to achieve their own success.
但系佢好多神嘅工作上好杰出嘅人，开始嘅时候都系好贫困同埋卑微嘅。
Many who have become outstanding servants of God in his work started from a very lowly position and even poverty.
神倒转咗呢个世界上嘅社会嘅秩序。
You can say God reverses the whole order in this world.
佢常常被从被社会遗弃嘅人中挑选自己未来嘅领袖同埋使者。
He often chooses his future leaders, messengers from among those who were rejected by society.
我哋系唔系会将社会上落魄嘅人睇为有价值嘅呢？所有嘅人喺神嘅眼中都系有价值、有用处。
Do we see value in those who are marginalized in society? In God's eyes, everyone has value and purpose.
著名嘅王啊，亚历山大大帝啦，大帝，佢某一日路过一个地方，有个乞衣趁机会向佢乞讨。
So the famous Alexander the Great, this king, one day passed by a place where a beggar seized the opportunity to ask for alms.
嗰个乞衣又贫穷又污糟，
The beggar was poor and dirty.
佢原本系唔配向君王伸手嘅，远远睇见皇帝，其实应该就避起嚟嘅。
So actually he should have hidden himself, moved away as he saw the king coming, but yeah, because he was unworthy to get so close to the king.
但系谂唔到咧，阿皇帝就赏咗佢几个金币俾佢。
But unexpectedly, the emperor actually gave him several gold coins.
嗰個侍衛長十分驚訝嘅咁講，
So the captain of the guard was really stunned, he was astonished.
佢話：國王陛下，你俾幾個銅錢俾佢已經夠啦，點解送佢咁多嘅金幣咧？
Your Majesty, a few copper coins would have been enough for him. Why did you give him so many gold coins?
亞歷山大咁回答佢話：佢話冇錯，乞衣雖然只係寄望攞幾個嘅銅錢，但我亞歷山大嘅俾法就係一向都係金幣。
And Alexander replied, "True, the beggar only hopes for a few copper coins, but Alexander's way of giving is always in gold."
世上嘅君王有时仲系尚且会慷慨出手啊，何况创造天地万物嘅神？佢岂唔系更加施恩？佢唔计较我哋嘅卑微，逆转佢哋嘅命运。
If an earthly king can be so generous, how much more will the creator of heaven and earth bestow his grace? And disregarding our human lowliness and even turning our lives around.
嗱，解經家馬太亨利啊，咁樣講得好。
So the famous commentator, Bible commentator Matthew Henry once said,
佢話有時候神係故意提拔最卑微嘅人去做最偉大同埋俾人羨慕嘅事，以彰顯佢嘅智慧、權能同埋榮耀。
Sometimes God deliberately raises the lowliest to accomplish the greatest and most admired task to display his wisdom, power, and glory.
嗱，呢个往往系出乎一般人意料之外嘅，甚至嗰啲被抬举嘅人，亦都常常会受宠若惊。
And this often surprises people, even those who were exalted, and they were surprised.
啊，出身贫寒嘅人，好似啲乞衣啊，甚至流民等等，可能一跃而成，成为蒙神宠爱嘅子民、祭司或者君王，被列入入选咗喺王子之当中。
So those from humble backgrounds, like beggars, the outcasts in society, might find themselves suddenly became the beloved children of God, part of God's people, or even priests or kings counted among the princes of his chosen people.
神所显出嘅怜悯同埋大爱，真系让我哋感受到冇一个人好似神咁样完咁样嘅眷顾人。
The mercy and the love of God really shows us and helps us realize no one cares for us like God Himself.
嗱，至高嘅神竟然眷顾嗰啲陷喺绝望深渊中嘅贫穷卑微嘅人，呢、这个俾咗你咩鼓励同埋挑战呢？
The fact that the Most High God, Yahweh, cares for the poor and lowly who are trapped in despair, I wonder what this. What kind of encouragement it brings you?
嗱，因此无论我哋而家嘅处境系点样，我哋都唔好轻看自己。
Because of this, let us never despise ourselves, no matter what our current situation is.
当神嘅时间嚟到嘅时候，我哋如果愿意去跟从佢，就好似彼得跟从耶稣咁样，我哋就会喺神嘅国里边大有作为。
When God's timing comes, if we are willing to follow him, we would find ourselves to be like Peter who followed Jesus, and we will accomplish great things for his kingdom,
系远超过我哋所想嘅。
far beyond what we could ever imagine.
神系要抬举我哋，佢要使到我哋与王子同坐，并且已经我哋已经系跟王子同坐啦。
God will lift us up, seat us with princes. And in fact, we are already seated with the prince.
耶稣就系王子，佢系万王之王，系神嘅儿子。
Jesus himself is the prince, the king of kings, the son of God.
嗱，主耶稣曾经对门徒咁讲，佢话：我实在告诉你们。你们这些跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。马太福音19:28-29。
Jesus once said to his disciples, "Truly I say to you, in the new world, when the Son of Man will sit on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
提摩太后书2:12咁讲噶，保罗对提摩太咁讲噶，我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同做。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, Paul told Timothy, "If we endure, we will also reign with him."
第9节佢话，他使不能生育的妇人安居家中，成为多子的乐母。你们要赞美那位。
In the psalm we are looking at, verse 9, he gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise Yahweh.
嗱喺以色列嘅历史当中咧，里边咧有好几位不育嘅母亲系都获得赐儿女，就例如撒拉啊、拉结同埋哈拿。
In Israel's history, several barren women, for example, Sarah, Rachel, and Hannah, were blessed with children.
嗱，对以色列嚟讲咧，呢个系神赐恩典赐恩同埋施恩同埋赐福嘅记号嚟嘅。
So for the Israelites, having children was a sign of God's grace and blessing.
因为按当时犹太人嘅习俗咧，唔能够生育系非常之羞耻嘅。
Because according to Jewish custom and culture, barrenness was considered a great shame.
女子如果唔生育，佢喺屋企中嘅地位就会变得危殆。不育嘅女子咧，亦都有被离弃、受疏远、降低地位嘅可能。
So, a childless woman often faced the risk of being abandoned, neglected, just basically lost her position in the family.
嗱，呢首诗必定系参考咗哈拿感恩嘅诗篇嘅。嗱，我哋可以比较下第呢篇嘅7同8节，同埋喺撒母耳记上嘅2:8节。
So, this psalm is likely to have drawn from Hannah's song of thanksgiving if we compare verses 7 to 8 in this psalm with 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8.
呢度哈拿呢度咁讲，佢话。他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀嘅座位。地的柱子属于雅伟，他将世界立在其上。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and gives them a seat of honor. For the foundations of the earth are Yahweh's. On them, he has set the world.
你睇到前面嗰大半節幾乎完全一模一樣。
So you notice how the first more than half of the past verse is almost the same as the psalm we were reading.
嗱，喺撒母耳記上嘅一開始嗰度咧，就講到哈娜佢係冇兒女嘅。
At the beginning of the book of 1 Samuel, we were told that Hannah had no children.
佢係冇盼望，仲要俾人哋去羞辱，喺一個環境裏邊長久充滿咗難處嘅人喺度生活。
She was without hope, enduring humiliation, and was facing all kinds of difficulties.
因此咧，佢好盼望神能够介入佢嘅生活，使到佢脱离呢个嘅困境。
And therefore, she really hopes that God would intervene and deliver her from this plight.
因着佢嘅受苦，佢就向神倾心吐意嘅祷告，结果神答应咗佢真诚而带有信心嘅祈祷，使到
And
佢怀孕。
out of her anguish, she poured out her heart before Yahweh, and God answered this sincere and heartfelt prayer, and God granted her a son.
哈拿不但自己认识咗神，佢经历咗神，佢更加俾神嘅百姓带嚟咗极大嘅祝福。
Not only did Hannah come to know God and experience Him, she also brought great blessing to the people of God.
原本唔能够生育嘅哈拿，佢奉献咗个仔撒母耳之后咧，佢又生多咗3个仔同2个女。
So Hannah, who was once barren, ended up dedicating Samuel to God and later bore 3 more sons and 2 daughters.
佢成为多子嘅乐母，好快乐嘅母亲。
She became a joyful mother of many children.
正如撒母记2:5啊，哈拿佢度赞颂神，佢话不生育的生了7个儿子。
As 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 5 tells us, she who was barren has borne 7 children.
哈拿亦都写出神降卑到到粪堆中拯救人嘅词句，呢个就成为诗篇113篇嘅背景啦。
So Hannah's words about how God was willing to come down to a level and to deliver those who are in the ash heap became the background for Psalm 113.
嗱，虽然神系超越，佢系至高嘅，佢却冇系拒人千里之外，反而佢苦就无助卑微嘅贫穷人同埋穷乏人。
Even though God is transcendent and is highly exalted, He does not keep his distance. Instead, he humbles himself, like he comes down to our level to help the helpless and lowly, the poor and needy.
佢爱嗰啲被社会轻视嘅。俾绝望者带嚟咗盼望。第9节，
He loves those despised by society, and he brings hope to the hopeless, as verse 9 tells us.
当哈拿生育咗撒母耳，神除去咗佢嘅羞耻，佢嘅经验同埋呢啲嘅话语都成为我哋极大嘅安慰。
When Hannah bore Samuel, gave birth to Samuel, God removed her shame. And her experience, as well as these words, bring us great comforts.
今日因为养育一个细蚊仔啊，孩子所需嘅时间同埋经济代价好高啦，唔少嘅夫妻就选择唔生孩子啊。
In today's society, many people choose not to have children because of the time and the economic cost of raising children.
但我哋可以从属灵嘅问题，属灵嘅层面嚟睇，不能生育嘅妇人嘅意思。
But we can have a look at what it means to be a barren woman, spiritually speaking.
不能生育嘅妇人可以形容因为罪离开神，唔能够结出果子嘅以色列百姓或者神嘅子民啊。
So barren woman spiritually can be referring to the people of Israel who had left God because of sin and therefore could not bear fruits.
呢个令人遗憾同埋难过嘅。
This is regrettable, it is very pitiful and sorrowful thing.
凡系灵性方面冇生育嘅基督徒，我应该好似哈拿一样喺主嘅面前流泪祷告，求神使到佢能够有属灵嘅儿女。
So, for any Christians who are spiritually barren, spiritually not fruitful, we should all be like Hannah, weeping and praying before Yahweh, asking Him to grant us spiritual children.
信徒当喺主嘅面前勤劳嘅恳切嘅祈求，神就会使佢得着属灵儿女嘅快乐。
So believers should earnestly seek Yahweh, asking him to give them the joy of spiritual offspring.
人即使自己系冇生育肉身嘅儿女，但如果佢有爱灵魂嘅心、爱人灵魂嘅心，神仍然会赐俾佢好多属灵嘅孩子。
Even if someone does not have biological children, if they have this heart, this burden for other souls, God would grant them many spiritual children.
尤其呢对未有领人归主嘅经验嘅人嚟讲咧，我要记得撒拉啊，亦都系因为佢点样因为身着信心啊，得着力量而生养孩子。
So, especially for those of us who have not yet led other people to Christ, let us remember how Sarah, by faith, received the strength to bear children.
神使到好多唔能够生育嘅成为多子嘅乐母。
God has made many barren women joyful mothers of many.
不能生育嘅妇人一句话咧喺圣经中都好著名嘅。
So, the phrase barren women, is actually quite a famous, well-known phrase in the Bible.
因为按住灵意嚟应验喺教会嘅身上，
Because it is also spiritually fulfilled in the church.
指出传道人用福音生产儿女好多啦，正如先知以赛亚咁样讲。
So it points to how preachers they produce many children through the gospel, just as the prophet Isaiah said.
嗱，以赛亚书54章咁讲一节话：你这不怀孕、不生育的，要歌唱；你这未曾经历过产难的，要发声歌唱，扬声欢呼。因为没有丈夫的，比有丈夫的儿女更多。这是雅各说的。
In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1, sing, barren woman, you who never bore a child, burst into song, shout for joy, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband, says Yahweh.
神要重新嘅接纳锡安，以色列民要重新嘅兴盛。
God will restore, accept Zion once again, and the people of Israel will prosper again.
锡安要似一个以前羞辱不辱、不孕不育嘅妇人，得到众多嘅儿女一样嘅欢乐。
So Zion will rejoice like a once barren woman who now has many children.
保罗更加引用以赛亚呢一句话，系指住教会讲嘅。
So the Apostle Paul quotes Isaiah, referring it to or applying it to the church.
喺加拉太书4章27节咁讲佢话，因为经常记着不怀孕、不生育的，你要欢乐；未曾经过产难的，你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。
And this is found in Galatians chapter 4, verse 27. For it is written, "Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child, shout for joy and cry aloud, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband."
神嘅教会系多子嘅乐母，全地嘅教会都要成为多子嘅乐母。
God's church is this joyful mother of many children, and the churches around the world, worldwide, are called to do the same.
当我哋赞美神，神嘅名就被传扬到四处。
When we praise God's name, His name is proclaimed, everywhere.
属灵里边嘅生养众多，并非系依靠人，只在那叫他生长嘅神。
So this spiritual fruitfulness, does not depend on our own human efforts. But on God who makes things grow.
因为神因为爱教会，将教会从尘土卑微嘅地位提升成为基督嘅身父。
Because of God's love for the church, He lifts the church from the dust of lowliness to become the bride of Christ.
叫教会得以同基督联合为一，一同坐喺宝座作王，一同进入呢个新天新地，享受永远荣耀嘅福乐。
Uniting the church with Christ to reign together and even to enter the new heavens and new earth, enjoying eternal glory and joy.
喺结束嘅信息之前，我想同大家分享我自己亲自体验到呢个第7至到第9节嘅真实。
And before concluding, I would like to share with you my personal experience of how I experienced the reality of verses 7 to 9.
应该七至八节啦，咁样讲。第七节话，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人啦，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，就是本国的王子同坐。
So,
呢两节。
especially verses 7 to 8, it says, He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of his people.
我以前都分享过咧，我自己点样认识神嘅一啲嘅片段啦。
So, in the past, I probably had shared snapshots of how I came to know God.
喺未接触福音之前，我自己以为系一自认一个无神论者啊！我唔信唔奇嗰啲所谓神啊或者咩，而系只系信科学同埋信自己啊！当时。
So before I came to hear the gospel, I used to consider myself an atheist, trusting only in science, only in myself.
但系当我有机会接触福音啦，后来我又认识咗更加多啦吓，认识神，然后最后咧就系、是、去认识神之后，我哋去受洗跟从住啦。之后咧，我嘅价值观同人生观有好多好明显嘅改变。
But after coming to know God and understanding the gospel, I eventually got baptized to follow Christ. And my values and my life underwent a significant transformation.
嗱，我哋当时对罪好敏感，唔想犯罪得罪神或者系伤害人。
I became very sensitive to sin, not wanting to sin against God or offend or harm other people.
我明白到人系靠自己力量，实在好有限，好多嘢你想做做唔到，你唔想做你去做。
And I came to realize that, our human strength is really limited. A lot of things we want to do, but we lack the strength to do it. And a lot of things that we don't want to do, yet we keep on doing.
嗱喺考入大考大学嗰前一年咧，我感到系有啲嘅迷茫。
And just a year before taking my university entrance exam, I found myself to be very lost.
因为喺当时喺香港只有得两间大学啦吓，就系、是、香港大学同香港中文大学啦。
Because at the time in Hong Kong, there were only two universities, the Hong Kong University and the Chinese University.
唔同依家多咗好多间啦，即系机会就系入去容易好多啊嘛。
So, unlike today, there are many universities that you can choose from, so there's a higher chance that you can get into one of them.
嗱，名額就好有限啦，而我想讀嘅工程科 engineering 咧，只有係廣大 Hong Kong U 啊一間有呢個學位嘅課程。
And the engineering program that I wanted to do was only offered at one of the universities, at the University of Hong Kong.
嗱，競爭非常之劇烈啦，
So this made the competition very fierce.
以我當時嘅成績喺班度都係中等嘅啫嚇，啊，但係中等 not good enough，你入唔到，要最上個10幾個% 都入到。
So with my very average grades, there's no way I would be admitted. You have to be at the top 10% to have a chance to get into that program.
嗱，所以我被取到机会唔大啦，所以我面对人生嘅十字路口咧，其实我都唔知点样选择。
So because there wasn't much chance for me to get into this university, and I really didn't know what I should do as I face or as I stood at the crossroad in
因为
life.
我觉得哇，再辛苦都一年，你日日闭关咁样读，但系你都考唔到嘅时候，真系白费徒劳无功，系咪？白费心机。
Because at the time, I thought to myself, well, spending another year of hard work and pressure, but maybe in the end, it's still all in vain. What if I couldn't get in?
因为咁样做都好大压力噶嘛，你要好自律嘅咁样做。
Yeah, you have to be very disciplined, and you have to endure, go through a lot of stress and pressure.
所以我当时就诚心嘅祷告，求神为我开路，啊，等我继续读啦，定出去做嘢啊，定还是点样啊？
So I sincerely and earnestly pray to God to show me the way. Should I keep on studying or should I start working or what should I do?
啊！結果好奇妙，帶領我嚟到英國讀書，我以前諗都冇諗過。
And then miraculously, God led me to all the way to the UK to study, which was something I never dreamed of.
嗱、啊，咁讀咗幾年之後咧，畢業之後咧，我又揾到對口嘅工程師嘅工作喺度嘅，即係我讀嘅嘢，我就揾到嗰方面嘅工作啦。
And after I graduated, I managed to find a job as an engineer. So, kind of fits in very well with my prof the specialty I was doing.
嗱，咁雇用嘅公司咧，亦都顺利替我申请咗工作证。
and the company successfully applied for a work permit on my behalf.
其实后尾我先知，原来嗰阵时可能系最后一批正常嘅工作证，因为当时经济唔好咧，政府后尾就 cut 晒呢啲嘅一般嘅工作证。
And it's only later on, as I looked back, I realized the work permits I was granted was probably the last batch that was granted because after that, the economy got really bad and the government stopped all these issuing these work permits.
起码好几年啦，然后都系俾啲 training 有限嘅工作证，读完嘢又要走噶啦。
At least for the subsequent years, even if they would issue a work permit, it was more limited. You could only stay for a few years and you had to leave the country.
咁喺英国工作做咗5年几之后咧，神就引领我哋一家又翻香港生活嘅想法。
And after working in the UK for over 5 years, God put in our hearts this thought, this desire to return to Hong Kong.
因为我同太太嘅屋企人几乎都系香港啊，咁翻到去可以同佢多见面啊，相处啦吓。
Because both my family and my wife's family were all in Hong Kong, so if we return to Hong Kong, there would be more opportunities for us to spend time with them.
咁我相信喺嗰度咧，我工作嘅发展机会应该会多啲嘅。
And I also believe there would be more job opportunities for me in Hong Kong.
啊，另一方面都因为我当时嘅一对好细嘅仔女咧，我想佢大开始要咩啦，学读书啦，将来可以读到中文，识中文。
And another reason was because of our young children, we hope that they would learn Chinese as they grow up.
咁确实啦，睇翻转头，依家我女就可以中文识啦，系咪？
So truly is a good decision. Now my daughter can speak Chinese. Thank you.
嗱，当时咧，嗱你知啦，我读书，我嗰阵年轻嘅时候，一个人嚟呢度啦，然后翻香港又4个人翻一齐翻去。
So you could imagine, like I came to the UK as a single man, and then when I returned to Hong Kong, it was with my whole family, a new family.
4个啊，一条
Yeah,
仔女同埋个太太。
four of us. So, me, my wife, and my two children.
其实啊，翻到去之后，即系好多嘅要有未，好多嘅未知之数啊，要解决，例如。住喺边度啊？我可以翻去做啲咩工作咧？吓，
But actually, there was still a lot of uncertainty awaiting us because after we returned to Hong Kong, where should we live? What kind of job could I find?
我再次嘅面对另一个人差嘅交叉点，十字路口，我可以何做？点样选择？
So once again, I was faced with this choice, standing at the crossroad once again.
但我唔知咩选择先至最合适我哋啊，所以唯有祷告求神去开路带领。
Yeah, I really wasn't sure what kind of decision would be the best for us. So once again, I prayed for God's guidance.
结果喺我辞咗职之后咧，收拾行李啊，咁啊就偶然发现一个专业嘅刊物咧，入边有一张广告。
So while we were packing, getting ready to leave the UK, I stumbled upon an advertisement.
但嗰度個廣告就係話香港大學嘅工程學院招聘講師嘅廣告。
And it was an advertisement for a lecturer position at the University of Hong Kong's Faculty of Engineering.
我覺得或者可能適合我，所以我就當時匆匆嘅寫咗封申請信。
So I thought, it might be suitable for me. So I just quickly wrote an application letter.
咁啊，附上咗我 CV 同一啲嘅證書嘅副本啦。
And I attached it. Attaching it with my CV and some photocopies of my certificates.
话俾佢哋听，我会将会翻香港居住啊，我可以喺嗰度面试啊。
And to inform them, I would be returning to Hong Kong soon. And if I could be granted the opportunity for an interview, I would be able to attend in person.
嗱，翻到香港冇几耐咧，我终于就接到面试嘅通知啦。
So shortly after we got back to Hong Kong, I received an invitation or notification, invitation for an interview.
其实喺面试当中咧，其实我觉得我表现系一般嘅，就话坐住几个啲副校长啊，唔同嘅啲系主任啊，其实都震震地。我觉得我系一般嘅面试啊。
So actually, my performance at the interview was very average. And actually, among all the applicants, there were like principals, vice principals and 系主任, deputy head, department, deputy head, like they're very,
High position
more
professor.
highly qualified than me.
嗱，加上咧，想攞到呢个嘅职位，应该竞争好剧烈噶。
So you can see the fierce competition, for this one post.
所以我觉得成功机会真系应该唔大，所以我心情系有啲沉重嘅。
So I thought my chance of getting the job offer would be very small, and my heart was kind of burdened.
嗱，几个星期之后咧，我竟然有一日突然间收到从大学寄嚟嘅挂号信啦。
But after a few weeks, I got a 挂号信, what is it called?
register
A
咧，
registered post, yeah, registered post in the mail.
所以当然我哋兴奋。如果系 reject 你嘅时候，即系边个寄挂号信俾你咧？
So I was getting quite excited because I thought if it's a letter of rejection, it wouldn't be by registered post, right?
所以我睇哇，即系佢话，即系话俾我听啦吓，即系我嘅呢个申请嘅工作已经系成功嘅被聘用啦吓。
So I almost jumped up when I opened the letter and saw that I was successful in the interview.
咁个工资就比我做 engineer 嘅时候多咗倍啦吓，即系 double 咗起码。
And the salary actually doubled the salary that I was receiving as an engineer back in the UK.
仲有房屋津贴啊等等呢啲福利啦。
And there are also other benefits like housing benefits and so on.
当我翻工嘅时候，我发觉咦，原来我办公室系一个人啫，我自己好私隐嘅，一个人办公室对住个海啊。
And when I went into my office, I realized Wu is an office for just myself, and it had like sea view as well.
嗱，呢个系超过我所想所求嘅。
This was way beyond what I could ever ask for and imagined.
到我走嘅时候咧，我辞咗职啦，服侍主嘅时候咧，我系将叫我筛选啲人啊，哇！我发觉几多 qualified，几十个嘅 PhD 啊，好有学问嘅人嚟申请。
So when later I decided to resign in order to serve God full time, the department head asked me to choose among all the different applicants, and I saw how highly qualified they all were. They were like PhDs and all that.
嗰啲申请咗好多嘅资料啊！
And the applications they send in with the CV are all very thick.
我当时写咗封信，我唔知佢写定打添啊，手写，然后影咗走走去啦。
But as I looked back when I applied for it, I couldn't even remember whether I just the application letter was handwritten or just simply typed up.
你睇，原本一个嘅卑微能力只系一般嘅年轻人，曾经连入读香港大学嘅资格啊，都可能未必达到嘅，都冇。
So can you see a once lowly, very average young man who didn't even qualify to study at the Hong Kong University?
后嚟竟然可以喺当时系所谓香港最高嘅学府，或者之一啦，或者最高啦，喺度任教，喺度做老师啊！
Ended up teaching at this same university, one of Hong Kong's most prestigious universities at the time.
其实我深深体会到诗人喺呢度所讲嘅，神从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，呢个嘅心情。
I deeply experience what the psalmist described here. God lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the ash heap.
系神嘅恩典喺我哋人生唔同嘅阶段中工作同埋保守。
It is really God's grace at work in our lives, at different stages of our lives, to watch over us, to see us through,
佢改变我哋，让我哋体会到佢嘅美善。
to transform us and help us experience His goodness.
时间关系会结束啦吓，我总结，我哋要赞美亚伟，因为佢系掌权，佢有怜悯，有能力。
Because of time, let me conclude. Let us all praise Yahweh because he is sovereign, he is compassionate, and he is mighty.
佢高举谦卑嘅人，佢看顾贫穷嘅人，藉着软弱嘅人成就佢嘅旨意。
He lifts up the humble, he cares for the needy, and he works through the weak to accomplish his purposes.
佢使不能生育嘅妇人成为快乐嘅母亲，
He makes the barren women joyful mothers of many.
佢嘅慈爱同埋信实永远长存，
His love and faithfulness endure forever.
佢配得我哋一切嘅赞美。
He is worthy of all our praise.
所以你们要赞美耶和
So, all of you, let's praise Yahweh.
今日我同大家分享嘅信息，我一齐嘅做个祷告结束。
So, this is the message I would like to share with you. Let us close in prayer.
天父，我哋实在系即要赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, indeed, we need to offer up our thanks and praise.
虽然你系在高高嘅喺上喺天上，但你亦都系眷顾我哋卑微嘅人。
Even though you are seated above, enthroned above, and yet you care for all of us.
你明白我哋每一个人嘅需要或者系软弱。
You know all our needs and our weaknesses.
如果唔系认识你，我哋人可能喺个绝望困难当中度打转。
It is not because we have come to know you. We are probably just wandering in despair.
冇咗人生嘅目标或者动力。
We probably would have lost the direction of life and that motivation.
浪费咗你俾我哋每一个人嘅各方面嘅恩赐同埋潜力。
Wasting all the great potential you've given us.
你系愿意我哋去认识你，生命俾你改变，俾你带领。
You long for us to come to know you and to let you guide and lead, let you, lead our lives.
你知道乜嘢嘅道路先至系最适合我哋去走嘅，
You know which path is most suitable for us.
所以就求你帮助我哋每一个人去学习依靠你。
So we just ask that you would help each of us to learn to rely on you.
未认识你嘅人，对你能够开放，能够经历你嘅真实。
And for those who are yet to come to know you, they will be willing to open their hearts towards you to experience your reality.
以至我哋嘅生命系充满咗呢份嘅喜乐、盼望同埋力量。
So that our hearts, our lives may be filled with joy and hope.
求你垂听我哋祷告。
Father, please hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.